Okay, so yesterday we were continuing in Siman Sadi base. So again, we're on page 251. Page 251. So we were discussing last couple days that when you get ready to daven, so you have to make sure that you, not only that your body is clean, but also you have to wash your hands. And we discussed why. And then yesterday we saw that even if you wash your hands in the morning, unless you were very careful with your hands, you were cognizantly careful about your hands, when you come to shul, let's say, you have to wash again. You have to wash your hands again. And we don't make a bracha over that washing. If there's no water, you don't have to go and try to find water. Because again, that's a lower level. We're not sure that anything happened with your hands. You know, maybe nothing happened, or probably nothing happened. So your hands are davenable, if there is such a word. But still, so that brings us to Vav. Vav, sort of like in the middle, four lines from the bottom of the Mechaber. Ha'omeh b'tfilo. You're davening Shmon Esrei. Person was actually in the middle of Shmon Esrei. V'nizkar, and he remembered Chinakam Amakam Matunav, and he remembered that he touched something that was dirty. Now again, we'll see later, dirty doesn't necessarily mean dirty, but meaning a place that you're not allowed to touch. In other words, if you touch that type of place, which we'll discuss later, so you have to wash before you daven, before you learn, before you make a bracha, before Kriya Shema, like we saw last time. So now the problem is that you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, so what do? Do you continue? But your hands are not davenable. Touch the place. In this case, again, yesterday's halacha we were talking about, as we discussed yesterday, stam yadayim. Talking about that, you know, regular hands. In other words, you wash them once upon a time, you don't know anything happened to them. So you should wash again. If you didn't, less of a problem. Here, in today's halacha, we know something happened. The person is aware of the fact that they touched something that they shouldn't have touched. At least not before davening. So now, and they didn't wash, obviously. Now they're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and, I touched my... Well, we'll see what. So now what do you do? So the Mechaber says, Daimen nikayon afar o tsroros o mechachak yadav b'koso. So what do you do? We discussed this before. So again, since... What are you going to do? You're going to get up and leave and wash? So now you wipe your hands on wood or on a cloth or on the wall, something that could wipe your hands clean, so to speak. That's what you do. And then we just discussed this procedure before. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, and I'm sure you figure this out, that obviously, since we're relying on this lower level of cleaning, the wiping cleaning, so obviously a person is not lechachila allowed to do this, right? In other words, obviously, this person, before they began davening, they should have washed their hands. Should have washed their hands before davening, like we learned yesterday and the day before. But the person forgot, right? We're all human, at least some of us. And so therefore, they should have washed before. They forgot. Mishnah Berurah also says this applies by Shmon Esrei. But let's say in the middle of Shema, and you remember, I touched something that I had to wash for. Or in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, and you remember, I shouldn't be davening Pesukah de Zimra because I touched something that I need to wash for. So now, again, the Chavetz Chaim is pointing out, the Mechaber is saying you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Y'all know in the middle of Shmon Esrei, there's very rare situations where you're allowed to break and move away. Maybe we learned some a couple of simanim ago, but again, so what would you, if it's the problem is because you're in the Shmon Esrei, so then you can wipe your hands on something. But let's say you're in the middle of Shema. Nothing wrong with getting up and going over there and washing your hands for Shema, in the middle of Shema. Stop. Go wash your hands. Middle of Pesukah de Zimra. I don't know where you are. Up to Mitzvah Melasoda. I don't know, wherever you're up to, right? Stop. Right? You can't go any further because your hands are not, what we're going to use is davenable. So what do you do? Stop. Go and wash. Right? Baruch Hashem, we have water readily available, hopefully. So that's the idea.
You pick up from wherever you left off.
Correct.
Even if it's in the middle of the bracha, or you finish the bracha.
No, you can't finish the bracha. We're just assuming you're not in the middle of a bracha, right? Shema, you're not in the middle of a bracha.
Right.
Right? I'm talking about actually in the middle of Shema. You can't make a bracha, right? You're not allowed to make a bracha with hands like that.
You
got to stop.
After you said Hashem's name.
We'll get to that later. Okay. Zion. We're not going to finish this today, but just to introduce the idea. Now, so again, so we're talking about that if your hands touch someplace that's matuna, that's dirty. What does that mean? That I stuck my hand in some mud? So, no. So the Mechaber says, Makam matuna. We're talking about a dirty place. What does that mean? Hayinu makamos hamachusim ba'adam. Places which are covered in the human being. Oh, yeah, we all live in California, but that should be covered. Let's put it that way. Lefi, why? Lefi shehem, sheyesh bahem mimulei zeya. Because there are places which, if you want to use the term, they have sweat glands. Sweaty, they're sweaty. V'chein im chiche charosh. So too if you scratched your head. Talk about this a little more tomorrow, right? The Rama finishes. Therefore, the Rama says you shouldn't touch these places when you're in the middle of davening, right? Oseg b'Torah, or you're learning. The Chayin and the Rama finishes, and so too tzuas ha'of de'af kimali de'beged. Also, you shouldn't touch the tzuas so to speak, the excrement of the ears or the nose. In other words, like earwax, I guess we call it, or mucus that comes out of the nose also. The Rama holds that if you touch those, also that would necessitate, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow, but also those, if you touch those in the middle of davening, I don't know, middle of davening, you scratch your ear, the inside of your ear, and there's, so then, according to the Rama, you'd have to go and wash. Okay? So again, so that gives us a brief idea what a makam tunaf is called. But again, we'll get into this a little more with another meditation tomorrow. Okay?